Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Ironically, rain precluded a group of conservationist scientists and Virginia Beach officials from meeting with reporters outside at one of the forests being studied in the Princess Anne District. Their biggest concern, southerly storms that not only create stormwater, but also a domino effect that pushes water from sounds to bays to tributaries and into low-lying neighborhoods. Barbara Henley is a farmer and city councilwoman whose family tree goes back generations in the area. She says flooding in her lifetime has been getting worse with climate change.
We're a part of the Albemarle watershed, so we have wind tides instead of the lunar tides that the Chesapeake Bay watershed area has. And when we get a prolonged southern wind, we get all this water pushed up here, and it can't get out until the winds shift to the north.
The city wants to consider solutions beyond stricter development regulation and expensive infrastructure flood controls like levees and tide gates.
Of course, we're looking at all of this as a part of our sea level rise recurrent flooding study. And one aspect that we discovered is that we've got a lot of really neat forest land, and I learned how to say evapotranspiration because they taught me this process that the trees take up a lot more water than they need, and it goes into the air, and it can be a component in our flooding strategies.
Virginia Tech is being brought in to study Virginia Beach and to locate forests and lands that work the hardest to reduce the risk and severity of flooding. The goal is to produce a tool that will help city officials identify best locations for reforestation and conserve forests that already sop up water. Daniel McLaughlin is the lead scientist with Virginia Tech.
We're also getting evapotranspiration for unforested land uses, so we can also compare the difference, what an urban system's doing, which is not much in terms of evapotranspiration.
That's why urban areas with lots of roads, buildings, and parking lots are referred to as heat islands. Think of a hot summer day walking across an asphalt parking lot to get into a building. Those areas can't release all that heat by evaporating water like a green space with trees and bushes can.
Just like you perspire to cool your body, you cover the landscape. It's just like you put a jacket on and go take a run. You can't perspire. You can't cool yourself off.
The city has had clashes with residents over more controversial solutions, such as pumping water away from neighborhoods back into tributaries. Again, Barbara Henley.
There's no silver bullet. One thing is not going to do everything. And this idea of using trees or looking at trees is just one aspect of it. It's all a part of getting all of these potential tools examined.
Like many communities around the Chesapeake Bay, the city is also considering one of the most difficult solutions, migration and relocation. From Virginia Beach, I'm Pamela D'Angelo.